This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
77 Dr. Dahlia, let me get to the microphone. 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Forgot we need a microphone because my voice is just so light. We got a lot of updates on coronavirus and the tornadoes, and we're going to kind of get you guys posted up on that. But we do have other headlines. I know coronavirus has dominated the headlines over the last few weeks, and understandably so, but we really haven't gotten a lot of other news, health news. And some people are kind of shocked to realize that they got to change the clocks again this week. So I guess this Sunday we have to change the clocks again. I feel like we just did it. And we spring forward, and I'm sick of springing forward. I'm sick of putting the clocks back. I think it's stupid. I've been talking about this for years. And we'll talk about the origin of it. But, you know, we complain a lot, and a lot of states have moved forward to end it, to stop it. But we still have it. We still have daylight savings time. A doctor in town, an internist, Dr. Paul Kalikas, a friend of mine who I've done research with medical students and stuff, came up and said, let's get this done now. All right, let's finally do it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we could talk about it and complain about it, but it is obsolete. There's health risks. So we are working with other faculty at Touro University of Nevada and working with Senator Joe Hardy from the Nevada front. And it appears that we have, you know, there's so many states that have said we're sick of this. Our show put out a petition. We're already at about like 50,000 people, or now it's 51, to finally kind of tell Congress, even though we're not going to be able to make a change this Sunday, but to let them know that this should probably be the last time we change the clocks, and we should just keep it solid, whether it's savings time or non-savings time. Just keep it uniform throughout the year. It's ridiculous. Where it got its roots was Benjamin Franklin. He, even though it wasn't law back then, he had written a letter called The Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. So he realized that if we woke up earlier, we could use more of the sunlight. It really made sense. Okay? And so, you know, people kind of used clocks, and I don't know what they used as alarm clocks. I thought they used the rooster who would do cock-a-doodle-doo. I'm not sure exactly what they used for alarm clocks back then. But he had encouraged us to save on the wax, save on other lighting fixtures, heat, things like that, if you just woke up earlier. Well, in 1916, all right, there were issues during the war, and they needed to conserve coal. So they decided to come up with wartime. That's what they called it. They called it wartime, where they were able to change the clocks. During wartime, they could do whatever. Just like during an epidemic, governments can do whatever. And so once the Great War, or the World War I, was over, they went back to the old time. I couldn't imagine being around during that time with people changing the times and not being able to get sugar and who knows what. So now we're in a second World War. So now we're 1942. FDR goes, okay, we still need to conserve stuff for war efforts. Let's do a wartime also. In fact, actually, I think he gets the credit for calling it wartime, as opposed to World War I. So after the war, there was no federal law that maintained the time change, so it started to fall back. Unfortunately, some states wanted to keep it. So in 1966, they had to come up with the Uniform Time Law of 66, where Lyndon B. Johnson decreed that daylight saving time was going to begin first Sunday of April and end to the last Sunday of October. states had the right to do what they wish. So I think Arizona said, we're not going to do this, you know, leave us out of it. I think Hawaii also. But something happened in 2007 where they came up with the Energy Policy Act, where they would change the daylight savings time to what we have now. Because remember around Halloween, we always got an extra hour. They changed that. So now it's second Sunday of March, and then to first Sunday of November is daylight savings time. And again, Hawaii and Arizona are not a part of it. Well, apparently a bunch of states, including California, including Nevada, you know, had already passed bills in their assembly or legislators saying, we're done with this. But it has to get through Congress. Congress has to be the one to free us from these stupid time changes. Now, some people go, well, what's the difference? You know, we have time zones and all that. Time zones still make sense because New York sun, when the sun is rising, is different from when Vegas sun rises. So the time zones are fine. What's stupid is changing the clocks. And there's been health risks. They found, and I kind of am a little shocked by this too, because we're only talking an hour, but there's apparently an increased risk of heart attacks. They find in the spring, when we spring forward, less heart attacks in the fall. There's been a study looking at car accidents. There seems to be more car accidents when we do the spring forward as opposed to the fall. There's been more suicide. There's been more workplace injuries. I guess people missing that hour, maybe it's very psychological, who knows. And people make more mistakes at work. More depression. And then I think there was a study on pregnancy and fertility, where apparently it can mess with people's fertility. So, you know, 1 hour shouldn't be a big deal, but apparently the science is showing that it is. And as far as I'm concerned as a doctor, if we're doing something that's kind of unnecessary, all right, and, you know, its roots were at a time when we were having world wars, then why are we doing it now? All right? So, either way, no matter what Congress does, if they listen to our petition or not, please sign the petition. You can go to my Facebook page and Twitter page. I'll re-add it. It's a petition we started a while ago, and we're now at like 52,000 signatures, so it's rising. And don't forget to share it. But I think we're gonna finally this year, you know, because all the states are kind of involved and, you know, sick of it, going to get Congress to change. In the meantime, start getting used to that hour now. If we know in a few days we've got to change the clocks, then just start, you know, maybe waking up a little earlier. Make sure you still eat well. Make sure you still hydrate well, you know. And I am a fan of utilizing the sunlight. I got to be honest with you. I live in the desert, so I really don't want more sun hours. But it looks like the majority of states want savings time when we have more light and use more light. So I'm going to go with that, even though my personal preference is, you know, I kind of like, you know, less, you know, hot summers and, you know, maybe sleeping through a little bit of that. But, you know, I'll support whatever you guys want and whatever the science says. So let's put an end to this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wish it was the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu rather than coronavirus. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So right now, total worldwide cases are 92,798, according to Worldometers, which has been fairly accurate with the numbers. If you've noticed, it's kind of slowing down. Even though in America, we're starting to see a huge spike in the numbers, overall, they're saying worldwide, it's starting to level off, still rising. We're still in an epidemic, possibly pandemic stage, but it's not doubling and tripling like it was originally. Death count is about 3,100. We've had 48,469 people recovered. China still leads the pack with 80,152 cases. They had 33 new deaths over the last 24 hours. Still frightening. So almost 3,000 deaths overall. South Korea has the next number of cases, 5,100. Has 34 total deaths. Italy at 2,500 cases. Iran, 2,300 cases. Diamond Princess went up to 706. So apparently there was another case. Who knows? Japan, 293 cases. We'll talk about what they're thinking about with the Olympics in a little bit later. France up to 204. Germany, 196. Spain, 153. Singapore, 110. USA, although here they're saying about 103 cases. Six total deaths. I'm hearing that the number may actually have risen. But right now, confirmed, we have over 100 cases in the United States total that have been evaluated or clocked. So, if you've been listening to my show, if you've been watching this happen, you can't take these numbers as gold and solid because there's a chance there's been people with coronavirus that just never decided to tell anybody or get checked or, you know. I got a call from a patient who was asking, you know, if anybody at work is concerned about coronavirus, what should they do? Now, I'm not sure what local communities are telling people. What doctors are being told is to, you know, send people to the, you know, local hospital facility that's kind of designated as who's going to be taking care of them. Contact the local health department. Let the hospital know you're sending that person over and that there's a concern for coronavirus based on their symptoms, things like that. But it's starting to be a little bit of a mess because you have a lot of people with coughs and colds. And so they're like, I have a cough and cold. I breathe fine. I think I got flu. And is this coronavirus? Is it not? Well, we haven't had a lot of accurate testing. I wish we did, but we haven't. And so there's been a little bit of a cluster. And, you know, I say this a lot where, you know, when government runs healthcare, it's a mess. But I do have to, in the CDC's defense, say, look, you have an outbreak of a new disease with hardly any information being truthfully given to you, and you're expected to make these test kits and make millions of them overnight. You know, that's a tall order. So we are being told that the FDA vows to test 1 million people by the end of the week. So apparently they have the test kits. They believe that a quarter of the current coronavirus cases in the United States were transferred through community rather than travel. So now, rather than us asking people, did you travel to Wuhan, China? That's starting to be a little moot because they think it's already within the community. I would say we are very naive to think it wouldn't be after 2 months, right? So, an increase in testing has now been able to allow people to confirm more cases. Death toll has risen to 6. There's been cases now in New York, Georgia, New Hampshire. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he expects community-related cases to grow. I do too, and I'll tell you again why we don't panic. He said, my concern is as the next week or two or three go by, we're going to see a lot more community-related cases. So, most of the 100, now they're saying there's about 111 cases, have been transmitted through local communities. Just expect that number to rise. Don't be surprised if we're in the 200s by later today or 300s or whatever, because now they're testing people. And two cases in Georgia involve people from the same Atlanta household, including a man who recently returned from Italy. There's a New Hampshire case that involved a hospital worker who also returned from Italy. A lot of people went to Italy this winter. New York on Tuesday announced a second confirmed case in Westchester County. That's just north of New York City. There's been 6 deaths. 5 occurred in Washington State. These have been linked, by the way, to the same Seattle senior living facility, we're being told. This is by Daily Mail. So we're finally getting a little bit of scoop here on who's dying. So we're talking, it looks like older individuals in close quarters that could be immunosuppressed. Arizona has a case, Utah has a case, Oregon has 3 cases, Wisconsin 1, Illinois 4, Nebraska has 13, but then again, remember, Nebraska has one of the hospitals that's taking care of people, so Nebraska obviously will, you know, have higher numbers. Georgia has 2, Florida has 2, New York has 2, Massachusetts 2, New Hampshire 2, Rhode Island 2. So, I hate even giving you guys these numbers because they're going to change as this broadcast, you know, continues. But we're seeing a lot of panic. And we are seeing people, unfortunately, start to, you know, buy things off the shelves. Hand sanitizer, food, masks, because people think they are going to have to self-quarantine. And I think we need to have a sit down with everybody and explain what the real risk is. The real risk is we have viruses, including flu, that is killing people this year. With the coronavirus, it seems to appear to be older individuals. We would love some more data from all these states and countries that have, you know, all these countries that have had reported deaths. It'd be nice to know, even though in China there were some young people that died as well. Flu has been killing kids, teenagers, adults, seniors, you know, very unfortunately, vigorously this season. And I think what we need to do is tell people, look, okay, we have a certain immune system, and we have a certain community protocols in place that can protect us, but we're not in a position to lock down the whole country. Locking down the whole country and forcing people to be in quarantines is not actually designed. It's, I don't think we've ever really done that in America. I don't even know what they did during the Spanish flu. And so if people are running out and buying food, and they're like, all right, we are being prepared for a quarantine, or we are going to be prepared to stay home. Are they buying enough food? Are they getting squirrely in their house? And then are they going to say, to heck with it, I'm going outside. And then I give the average person 2 days being locked up in their house. 2 days. Then they're going to want to go outside again. And boom, that, you know, so, you know, our panic and our, you know, price gouging and all the other stupid stuff. And by the way, Amazon has, from what I understand, tried to stop, you know, on their platform, needs to be well thought out. Local communities need to explain to people what they're going to do. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. If Las Vegas decides that we have an outbreak, and they need to protect the casino workers. They need to protect the travelers, the tourists. They need to protect Golden Knights fans, Raiders fans, local schools, libraries, etc. Then a plan needs to be hashed out on what we would do if we have this virus affect us, which it's going to probably. And who goes where to be tested, how we do testing, and what your home quarantine should look like. We should also set up home test kits. So people could test themselves at home. Makes no sense that they would have to go, if they are in a self-quarantine, to another location, possibly transmit to get tested, be negative, but then get it because they were among others that were sick. So these are things, when they say hospitals are preparing and all that, I think hospitals are doing a good job preparing. But I don't think we have proper local community plans. And if people self-quarantine and then do it wrong or do it preventatively and incorrectly, then if they do have to quarantine, they're not going to do it right. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Nashville, Tennessee, after early morning tornadoes killed at least 21 people and caused millions of dollars worth of damage to property. President Trump says the federal government is working with local officials.
We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their great governor, Bill Lee, to make sure that everything is done properly. FEMA is already on the ground, and I'll be going there on Friday.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials over the response to the coronavirus outbreak.
People who are sick, who want to get tested, are not being told where to go. Even when people do get tested, and it's very few so far, the results are taking way longer to get back to them.
The Democrat also said during a hearing on Capitol Hill, this is a frightening time for her state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Sorry. How many of you guys get to work from home? I love working from home. Well, not my show. I do it in the studio, but when I do telemedicine, I could do it from home. I love working from home. If I have to go potty, I can stop and go potty. If I want to watch the news, I can stop and watch the news. Kid comes home from school, I could yell at them, do your homework. What are you doing here, Mom? Why are you late? Do I smell vape? No, Mom. And I get to eat before my kid comes home and eats everything out of the fridge. Working from home is kind of nice. Well, if you work for Twitter, you get to work from home now. Temporarily. As Twitter has told all 5,000 employees around the world to work from home. They want to avoid spread of coronavirus. Working from home is now mandatory for those in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. I think that if you're able to work from home, great. I'll tell you what the ramifications are of that one, though. Twitter has told all of its 5,000 employees around the world. I would think Twitter had more employees. That's interesting. To work from home in an effort to stop the spread of coronavirus. Social media platform's decision asked the staff to avoid the office. That has also been following similar requests from other nearby governments in certain virus hotspots. So mandatory if you're in South Korea, Hong Kong, and Japan. Non-mandatory in America, but I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, absolutely. I'm there. They say we are strongly encouraging all employees globally to work from home if they are able. That's according to Twitter Human Resources Chief Jennifer Christie. That was in a blog post on Monday. Our goal is to lower the probability of the spread of the COVID coronavirus for us and around the world. Now, the suggestion that employees work home, I guess Dublin headquarters, Google's Dublin headquarters, has about 8,000 employees. They were told to work at home. Why? Because one worker had flu-like symptoms, and they're currently being tested. The company said the measure is to test the ability of its staff to work remotely. Now, there we go, guys. Big business needed, unfortunately, this to test the waters. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but the evolution of people working remotely and a business not having to spend money on real estate, cubicles, air conditioning, coffee machines, decor, cleaning, sanitation. Those expenditures of a country can be eliminated if they set up more and more employees to work from home. Now, working from home offers huge advantages for the worker. So people would think, why the hell hasn't this happened already? Internet's been around for years. Well, because how many of you have worked from home and did what I did? I'm going to go potty. You know what? I'm going to just listen to the news for a little bit. Or I'm going to yell at the kid. Oh, let me go walk the dog. Now, I love having that lifestyle. And I'm off the clock. I'm not, you know, having anybody pay for me when that happens. But employers are, shall we say, hesitant on, you know, giving their staff that leeway. You know, I mean, when I had staff, I can't tell you how people would, you know, turn busy time into downtime. And I'm like, guys, we got stuff to do. And, you know, they're on their phones or they're playing games or they're, you know, and I get it because I did the same thing at work, too. But, you know, if there's an abnormal mammogram, that patient needs to be called so we can start setting up a biopsy. If there's blood cancer, we need to get that person into hematology. If there's an abnormal lab, we need to, you know, we need to work now. And so I don't think if I still had my medical office and I was still running staff, I don't think I would have a lot of people work from home remotely. I mean, unless I could trust that the person is going to get the job done. So the next big move in corporations is to figure out how to judge if somebody is doing their job and they're getting good employee output from their house, from their home. Now, apparently they could tell if you sit idle. So like, let's say you're on a screen and you're sitting idle for a certain amount of time. They could tell that. I guess there's a lot of things they could tell. You know, when there's pauses and things like that. So let's say somebody's working on something and then they decide to, I don't know, turn on a rerun of Friends or whatever. You know, they might be able to see pauses. But, you know, most employers have been kind of cautious about trusting somebody to work at home and do the job. If we're going to pay you for 8 hours, then are you really going to be working those 8 hours? Or if you're home, are you going to take a nap? How do you watch that? How do you supervise that? And so I believe a lot of jobs are going to start moving towards more project pay or more, what's the word for it? Not so much independent contractor, where like contracting. You get a job done and you get paid for the job done. And we're going to give you a time frame to get it done in. Now, with this coronavirus, it lends an opportunity to big companies like Google, like Twitter, to go, do we really need to have big, large warehouses? Do we need to staff that and utilities and all that? And if they find that the working from home model works, commercial real estate is going to take a bigger tank than you even thought. Commercial real estate is already having issues because, you know, people are buying online. So a lot of these big stores, you know, like Kmart and Sears and things like that are struggling. So your big anchors, if they struggle and you don't have a lot of people going to a store, you know, why should a company, you know, pay rent? They might as well have, you know, do more online sales. With coronavirus and these fears of flu and infection, people not wanting to go outside, yeah, people are buying online. There's going to be a huge jump in grocery shopping and things like that online as well with delivery. But the model of working from home might seem amazing for you all. But that shift, no matter how abrupt it's going to be, can be devastating. You know, if you've been able to work from home, let's say Google decides to for the next few weeks have people work from home. Then all of a sudden come back to the office. That's not that easy. How many of you guys have been on vacation and then you had to go back to work? For me, I'm a workaholic, so I couldn't wait, you know. But you still drag a little. And then you start to dislike work more. You're like, well, wait a second. I was able to do this at home. I could check my, you know, messages. I could Facebook without anybody on my back. You know, people will not like it. So you're going to have a big employee push to let me work from home. Then the company's going to be like, well, then fine. You work from home. We close down this structure, this brick and mortar structure. And you have more of a home expansion. So, you know, I'm seeing what's happening with coronavirus as a way for these companies to test the water. And they even say, you know, Google's Dublin is testing this out. They are testing the ability of staff to work remotely. They said out of abundance of caution, staff have been told to work from their home and to monitor their health. It affects the Google staff at Dublin's offices, but I'm not sure about America and stuff yet because, again, we're not there yet. So on one end, companies do have to expect coronavirus to come back. In fact, there's a study saying that coronavirus may actually be a yearly thing, that this may come each year. And, I mean, with flu and people dying from the flu, it's only a matter of time that people say, look, during cough, cold, flu season, stay home and work. During the bad winter, during Superstorm Sandy or whatever, during hurricanes, work from home. Shutter down or, I don't know, leave. What's the word for it? Evacuate. But work remotely. There's doctors that work remotely. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As I walk along, I wonder what went. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dial. So, unfortunately, Nashville suffered a pretty bad tornado, leaving several dead. Severe weather is now striking Tennessee, from what we understand. This powerful storm produced at least two tornadoes that struck central Tennessee early on Tuesday morning, including one that caused significant damage near downtown Nashville and killed at least 21 people, as crews spent hours pulling survivors and bodies from wrecked buildings. The tornado near downtown Nashville, according to Fox News, lit up the sky with flashes of light. Transformers blew, and the storm reportedly stayed on the ground into Hermitage, about 10 miles east of the city. So Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean said, "We need your prayers in Nashville, Tennessee. This was an overnight rain-wrapped tornado while people were sleeping, and now they're waking up to extreme destruction, devastation, and deaths in the Nashville area." So a spokesperson from Tennessee Emergency Management Agency confirmed to Fox News that 21 people had been killed in the storms. An earlier press briefing, Governor Bill Lee told reporters the deaths were centered in four different counties, and there are a number of people that are missing, in addition to many that are injured and being transported to area hospitals. They said, "We have had loss of life across the state. It's a very difficult situation." Metro Nashville Police Department said at least two people were killed in East Nashville. A team official told Fox News that 14 people died in Putnam County, two reported deaths in Wilson County, two in Davidson County, in area east of Nashville. There were 48 building collapses around the city. Neighborhoods had blown down walls. When you look at the pictures, it's just devastating. Snap power lines, broken trees, search and rescue crews. They said last night was a reminder about how fragile life is. President Trump tweeted that he is monitoring developments out of Tennessee, that the federal government is with you all the way during this difficult time. Prayers for all of those affected. It's just horrifying. It said the sky turned purple and pink. It was the lightning strikes was something they've never seen. It's a heavy populated area. According to experts, the tornadoes were estimated at an EF3, which means the winds were between 136 to 165 miles an hour. They said it sounded like somebody was throwing bricks at the windows. Nashville public schools were closed because of tornado damage. In Metro Nashville, Wilson County East will also close schools for the rest of the week. Election polling sites at school were expected to remain open, as well as district offices. So we have Super Tuesday. We're in Super Tuesday right now. And it is going to be a, very tumultuous day. I really can't predict. It's only there, obviously, be Biden or Sanders. But 16 different Democratic Party primaries are on their way. Polls are going to close at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Vermont and Virginia. North Carolina closes at 7:30 Eastern Time. Tennessee, Maine, Texas, Alabama, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma will close at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Arkansas, 8:30. Then, in Colorado and Minnesota, they close at about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In Utah, 10. California at 11, obviously, because West Coast. So, Business Insider is monitoring up to date. We'll give you guys information as we get it. They say that the more Democratic voters have gotten to know Mike Bloomberg, the less they like him. From what I understand, he's slipping. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, as you know, have dropped out of the race. They have endorsed Joe Biden. Klobuchar had said that that she was not offered anything in return. They have to say that. You know, they can't say that, you know, they were bribed and offered, you know. But if you know you're not going to win and you have a candidate, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And in politics, that's the way it goes. And, you know, Biden, of course, has to be very, very careful, looking like he didn't try to, you know, buy their votes. But he, you know, if he does win, he's going to have a big, you know, administration. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things up for grabs, especially since I don't know how much they ripped on each other during the debate. Now, Klobuchar said something very interesting. She says, "I just don't think we are the face of the establishment." When asked why, You know, she withdrew. She goes, you know, I think, first of all, that was cool last night, is you have Mayor Pete, and you have Beto O'Rourke, who electrified Texas in a Senate race, and myself. And I just don't think we're the face of the establishment. I think we are fresh faces of our party. And so she said she's still friends with Bernie Sanders, but she doesn't think we should have a socialist heading up the Democratic ticket in November. She said, I think we have to have someone, as one prominent Democrat said, who was actually listening to where the American people are. She said that prominent Democrat was Barack Obama. So Klobuchar said, referencing comments that the former president made to a group of liberal donors in November. So she also denied that Biden promised her a post in his potential administration in exchange for support. There was no discussion of any such role. But when pressed on whether she would like to become his running mate, should he catch the nomination, she did not rule out the possibility. She said, I just ended my own campaign, and I am more than happy to go back to Minnesota today to thank our incredible staff and the people of my state. I've got a day job. I love the Senate, and I'm also going to be helping Joe Biden. She goes, I never look at hypotheticals. There's been a lot going on here. So, you know, the Democrats are scared. You know, Joe Biden represents Obama 102. If you love the Obama presidency, and if you thought that was one of the greatest, strongest presidencies, you're going to like Joe Biden. If you're a Democrat and said, oh, we kind of, you know, missed the mark on a few things, including health care, Joe Biden would probably not be the best candidate to run against Trump. Bernie Sanders, again, scares a lot of Democrats. You know, America is not ready for socialism. They're not. We're doing pretty well, considering. Stock market bounced back beautifully after the drop with coronavirus. They just lowered interest rates. Things looking pretty strong, economy-wise. God willing, hopefully it stays. You don't mess things up with a socialism agenda. So, it's going to be up between these two. And I hear time and time again from Democrats, just spoke to another one yesterday, going, why couldn't they come up with better candidates? And again, you know, Joe Biden, he's a great candidate. You know, he did a lot and he served, you know, the country well. And, you know, he has a lot of experience, But, do you want more Obama years? You know, how has Joe Biden distinguished himself different from Obama? That was very that's difficult. Vice presidents are not the easiest political, you know, roles to have, because he has to look like he supported his president. If he disagreed with Obama on tons of things, he can't say that now. So, you know, you have to play that very carefully of, well, you know, I support my boss, but I'm not going to be anything like my boss. How do you get that message across? Well, if I was Joe Biden, I would say, look, you know, this is what the president did. This is what I did during the presidency, you know, and I'm not here to defend, you know, Barack Obama is Barack Obama. He was president. He, you know, made his legacy. You know, I have a different population, a different time. Things are different than they were in 2008. And this is what I plan to do, you know. And you know, the Obama presidency is not going to be extended because that was a different time. It was a different era. I don't know. I think he's in trouble. So that's just, you know. So as we, you know, as today unfolds, we'll see what happens. But, you know, whoever wins today, if they get, what it was, the 1399 delegates, they're going to be up against Trump. And I think this is the question that we want. Who do we want to see Trump debate? Do we want to see him debate Sanders or Biden? It's going to be interesting. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.